No!
Wait a second, no.
Rebecca, no! Maddie goes on a date with some beast.
Welcome back to Rebecca Maddie Challenges. Today we are doing a DIY challenge.
We are going to be making Disney princess dresses
out of these dresses right here. So if you want to learn how to make a Disney princess dress, keep watching.
Or learn what not to do.
I'm going to be making an Elsa dress.
And I will be making a Belle dress.
But obviously we need some supplies, so come with us to Michael's. Heading over to Michael's, we have both of the dresses. And now we have to find our DIY supplies to make these princess dresses.
This is going
to
be interesting.
It's going to be a big hot mess. You guys, comment below what items we should get at the store to make the best DIY princess costume possible, because we need help. Michael's.
Okay, I got the perfect roses for Belle.
I found a must for Elsa. That is sparkles. And it's stretchy, so I can like stretch it across. I broke one. And some of this. And then now I need to figure out how to do the cape. I think I'm going to use like a white sheer, you know, very Elsa-like, Frozen-like. I have no idea what I'm doing.
So I saw Rebecca grab some of this, so I am going to use this to make the layers in Belle's dress. Hopefully it just actually turns out good and is not a fail.
Stickers that I think will be perfect for the cape.
I found some yellow ribbon. I don't really know what I'm gonna do on the dress with this, but I'm gonna use it for something. Comment down below what you think I should do with this ribbon.
So we are back from Michael's with our DIY supplies to make an Elsa Disney princess dress
and a Belle Disney princess dress. And at the end of this, you guys are gonna be voting for who made the better princess dress, Elsa or Belle.
Also, you guys, the loser of this DIY challenge has to wear their Disney princess dress somewhere that you guys are going to decide in the comment section. I feel like it should be a date. Like, you have to wear the Disney princess dress. I'd go on a date with Matt and you'd have to go with your crush.
Oh, you and Matt could both win in Elsa dresses.
Oh, yeah, we could. That would be so bad. I'm gonna magically win this. I just don't know how.
I have no clue what I'm doing.
No, I don't either. I bought this. Dun, dun. Okay, that is a big pack. We'll probably have to use that for more videos. I mean, if this one goes okay. No!
Wait a second, no.
These are individual pieces.
We've already failed.
Yours might actually work because you could do a bunch of layers. I'm gonna have to do that too. We thought that this was like one folded pack.
Well, I'm gonna make like a ton of layers, like a little cupcake dress somehow.
We've already failed and we haven't even started. I'm supposed to make a cape with this?
Well, it is safe to say we are not DIY queens.
There is one thing that I'm worse at than DIY, baking. I can't bake at all. Can you bake?
Not really.
Maybe that should be our next challenge.
A baking challenge? What kind of things do you guys think that we should bake?
What if it has something to do with a princess, like a cake or something?
That would be
fun. Oh, my friend Ro Pancino did a Disney princess cake. If this video gets 30,000 thumbs up in 24 hours, then we will attempt a Disney princess cake. And you guys, if you want that and you are subscribed with notifications on, comment below Disney princess cake.
That's gonna be such a fail.
I need it to be here.
I am just going in for the hot glue. I'm gonna try to make layers with all of these little small pieces of tulle.
We should have got more of these ones. You guys all know that Maddie's favorite princess is Belle. And to be honest, I love Elsa because she's like an independent woman. Then Matt started, you know, wearing it all the time. And then I was like, ugh. But now I feel like I'm gonna redeem her today.
Do you have like a different favorite Disney princess then?
No, honestly, I really do love Elsa because she stands for like a strong woman.
True that. Ice Queen. You guys, comment down below who your favorite Disney princess is.
Maybe Sleeping Beauty because you love to sleep.
Honestly, growing up, that was my favorite Disney princess.
Was it?
Yep.
I loved Cinderella. What are you doing? I might be having a new outfit for you.
Rebecca, no!
Yes!
Are you kidding me right now?
Threw away my Elsa dress, Rebecca.
No, you didn't!
Yes, I did. That looks nothing like Elsa.
I was gonna hot glue these stickers, which are definitely Elsa. I was going to hot glue gun these, but I don't think I have to.
Let me guess, man. You're making a Belle dress?
Yeah, obviously, and it's gonna look amazing.
Okay, well, it's not like Gaston's out there.
She's gonna find a beast.
No!
My beast is out there waiting for me.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, Matt, whoever loses this has to wear this outfit on a date. And if I lose this challenge, guess who gets to wear their matching Elsa outfit? No.
No, I'm just cheering for Maddie right now.
No, if Maddie.
Maddie, you can do way better. Belle dress doesn't look anything like that. Everybody knows that.
How would you know that?
I'm a huge Beauty and the Beast fan.
Kind of makes me like Belle a little less.
Matt, you want to set mine up?
No, Rebecca.
Show me how to do it since I don't know how.
Keep on doing what you're doing. You're going to do just fine. Okay, so Maddie, what does your beast look like?
My beast?
You better get beast mode on that thing.
It's so weird, Matt.
Rebecca and Maddie challenges. Comment down below. Beast mode, Maddie.
Don't comment that. Wait, so Matt, you're saying you want me to lose and you go on a date because you want to wear your Elsa dress?
Whoever loses?
Yes!
Oh, Rebecca, you need some help.
Wait, so are you saying that you want me to go on a date?
My two options are Maddie goes on a date with some beast, or Rebecca and I go on a date and have to wear the same dress. It's a lose-lose for me. Every time that you guys pull up the camera and do a Rebecca Maddie challenge video, I pay the consequences.
Speaking of dates, Maddie, have you heard from fake Shawn Mendes?
No, okay, we were supposed to go on another date last weekend, but I mean, he never called, and I've been like texting him a little bit and like calling him, but he won't pick up. I think he might be busy.
Yeah, because he was gonna take you on a second date, I thought, after the New Year's video.
Yeah, he said we have like a real connection. I was really looking forward to that date.
Neither one's prepared.
He's ghosting her. That's rude.
No, I think something probably came up.
So he hasn't even texted you? He has no like message, nothing?
No, not yet.
You guys, comment below. Isn't that kind of weird? He asked you out on the second date. That's why you broke your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and I mean, I thought he was excited about it. I mean, I thought I finally like found the beast to my beauty.
Maddie, you guys are barely even friends.
Does it matter?
So?
Yeah, but then somebody bends.
Oh my gosh, stop singing Beauty and the Beast lyrics, Matt. You guys, comment below all the lyrics to Beauty and the Beast if you know it, or comment the most you know. Kind of like it better when I let it hang.
Ooh, so I like the flower.
By the way, your mom? Karen's kind of sus.
Kind of sus? I mean, her name's Karen to begin with. And then she had a secret, but it wasn't even a secret on us.
I'm sure she made it up, right, Matt?
Yeah, it's just two numbers on a page.
But my question is, how did your mom know where the Game Master hid the device?
I have no clue. That is why Karen is so sus. I didn't even know that she knew the Game Master.
I didn't even know she like-
I didn't know the Game Master, guys. She never said that.
You guys, what do you think?
Oh yeah, Rebecca, what did the Game Master have to talk to you about?
He was just making sure that everything was good. And I was like, yeah, everything's good. And he wanted to see if I had heard anything from Daniel or any new clues.
Oh, why wouldn't he ask all of us then? I mean, like, we can talk to Daniel too.
He had already asked me, and with RZ Twin, obviously me and her, twin telepathy, all that stuff.
Wait, RZ Twin?
Just asking stuff. Oh, yours looks good, Maddie! Oh, why are you being nice? You just want me to win now,
yeah,
huh?
You do a good job. Maddie, this looks so disastrous.
Okay, you know what? It is a work in progress. We're about to add some flowers and ribbon to just give it a little something extra.
Yeah, so, it's not looking good. It's a 5-minute challenge.
Matt, you don't get to decide this challenge, okay? This is Maddie and Rebecca challenges, not Rebecca, Maddie, Matt.
I feel like it is me most of the time. Who was the only boy at girls' night?
Who's the only one that wanted to be at girls' night? That's
I didn't
want to
go. I was just there for the pizza.
Wow, this is the cape. I've added some flowers. Can't really tell.
I feel like you've gotten so much more done than I have. I've added a total of 1 flowers.
You know why? Because you did a lot more hot gluing. And I was like, I'm going to keep burning my finger. It hurts, so I just stopped. Okay, you guys, what's the best thing you've DIY'd? We can DIY try.
And fail.
Thinking I got to add these like swirly things. The cape has to go here.
Oh, it's very flowy.
It kind of looks like I'm going to a wedding.
You could be a flower girl with all the flowers.
Yes! You were a junior bridesmaid?
I was.
Do you guys remember? Back when Maddie was little, she was my junior bridesmaid with all of my other cousins.
I remember we like made a music video and everything.
Yeah! Da-na-na-na-na. Can I forget the lyrics? Oh, you guys, if you've seen that video, don't remind me. The Zamalas have done so many things. Ate dog food.
Oh, don't remind me.
How you doing?
I mean, honestly, I don't think it's getting any better than this.
So we officially have our DIY Disney princess dresses right now. We are gonna go put them on and then do a fashion show for you. We're changing. And voila, we are Disney princesses.
In real life.
I am Elsa.
And I'm obviously Belle. I added a little skirt, some ruffles up on the bottom, and then we have a nice ribbon to change it up. A little bit of flowers because you know Belle loves roses.
Hold on. Peanut, where are you going?
To be scared him off. For the final touch, I added a little shawl around the shoulders, just a little like spice. Oh, and then my hair, I pulled it back just like Belle does. I have even a little yellow bow.
You can't even see it, you're hiding it.
Well, that's because she's hiding the back of her dress.
Yeah, it was a little big, so I tried to hot glue it and it really failed.
So I went with a long, elegant look. I used the white sheer, I hot glued some flowers, I added the stickers, and then I thought it would be really cool to add those like stickers up here. They're not staying anymore, it's really annoying. Elsa always has a cape. So I added a cape. I added some layers. You can't tell really though. So then I put this over. I used a blue ribbon and braided it in my hair to kind of try to give it the Elsa look.
So at the end of the day, we both gave it our all.
It is your time to vote. Who do you think won and who is the loser? Remember, the loser has to wear this dress and go on a date. I have to go with Matt, or Maddie has to go with her crush. So you guys, comment below who you think won.
And make sure you give this video a thumbs up, because if it gets 30,000 thumbs up in 24 hours, then we are gonna have to bake princess cakes.
Okay, that's a bad idea.
I know.
If you thought this was a fail, that's gonna be even more of a fail, you guys. I think that concludes us doing this DIY challenge today. Love you guys, and don't forget to stay fit and have fun. Be a Disney princess.